The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
And a very good Monday morning to you fine folks. Good morning, it's Adam Lepp here live in the studio on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. And we really appreciate your tuning in today. I substituted for the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears, during the first 2 hours of our live programming this morning. We had an awesome guest. Mr. Bob Goyer, along with his wife Connie, owns the Huber Historic Home on the east side of Marion. We had lots of phone calls. We appreciated every single one of them. We answered some questions, had a couple laughs. Of course, that always happens on an Adam program. And most importantly, we came out of the show much smarter, with more and better brain cells than we did before the show started. But that's how we roll here on The Talking Place. During this hour, we'll be a little bit different. We have open phone lines. It's a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. And yes, folks, Adam, that would be I. The phone number, or as they say, the digits, are 740-383-99.
Live here today with
44. Good morning. You are on the air with Adam on The Talking Place.
Also streaming live on the web,
www.com.
You can also
I really enjoyed your
free app,
Bob Goyer interview. That was very interesting. Learned a lot.
Yeah, I mean, my brain cells definitely have increased in number.
Yeah.
In the last 2 hours, 5 minutes. Good guy. I mean, answered questions.
Yeah. Well,
and
I appreciate Huber's a lot since I worked all my life. My dad and my grandfather worked at the shovel, and he was very, very instrumental in starting the shovel. So, Marion Power Shovel. But my real question today is, what happened to Pastor Craig Heilman's sermon yesterday?
Yeah, I can give you an answer. This is an interesting little insight into how the radio broadcasting field works. Sometimes we have technical issues, and one of the computers in our illustrious studio was on the fritz, let's put it that way, and that affected our ability to broadcast the program. Sean fixed it, and all is well. Of course, that's also why I'm able to do a live program here this morning. Well, actually, three live programs. So it kind of had a time crunch, and so we went ahead and played one of Pastor Craig's programs
last
from
September.
Yeah. And I listened to an interesting show.
Yeah.
And
what if you want to listen to Glenn, it is.
Yeah. It will happen, and the technical issues, thankfully, have been fixed. Sean graciously took care of
it. But, you know, yesterday was the second half of his Christmas program, and it, you know, becomes a little counterproductive if you don't play his Christmas program before Christmas.
Right. Pastor Craig listened. In fact, he called earlier this morning. So, Craig, if you're listening, let us know, because we do want to hear your Christmas program, and technical issues, they are certainly part of the matrix that we deal with in broadcasting and almost anything in 2021.
It'd be nice if you could play that before Christmas, because I thought the first half was very interesting, and, you know, it doesn't have the same meaning if you play it after Christmas.
Yeah, I'll invite Craig, if you want to send me a message on Facebook or you want to call, let us know. As our listeners do want to hear the remainder of the program, and I agree, Craig is a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and just like anything, you come away not just with a couple laughs, but...
And it was an interesting program. He interjected some music into it. You know, it was a little different than the typical Christmas sermon.
Yeah, his programs are unique for sure. Again, you'll laugh a little, you'll learn a lot, and it'll be, I think, fodder for conversation with friends and family.
Right.
And we're glad to have Craig as part of the show, and just a good guy, too. So
yep.
We will find out for you, and I appreciate the question.
All right, also, I think Mike needs to update his sports probably on Monday morning.
Yes, we had another technical issue there, and glad you asked.
But Mike was going too, but he couldn't get in.
No, actually, that's a different technical issue, and that one has been solved by yours truly. How about that? Drum roll, please, boys and girls.
Because you need for him to be able to phone it in, right, and update it. And
Mike was watching my video. He said I was better than Scott Spears. I'm not sure I agree with that. I said maybe better looking.
But it was, it was very interesting. I thought it came off really well.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened again. I did speak with Mike on Messenger during the news, and he went ahead and emailed me the up-to-date sports report, the one for today, and as of next hour, that is the one that will be coming through to your speaker. How about that?
All right, I appreciate it.
So sometimes I can solve these problems, and, you know, radio is a team effort.
For sure.
Everybody counts, and no one really is more.
You guys are doing a good job, though.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we thank all of our dedicated listeners like yourself, and, you know, as we say, keep your radio right where it is.
I'll be listening. Thank you.
Because we certainly have surprises, a learning experience, and also a touch of humor, especially when Adam is behind the microphone. Just to let you know, we also are doing a live video of this program. If you're already a Facebook friend of mine, that's great, because, you know, I'm a pretty friendly guy. Adam Leppin, Ohio, or Adam the Computer Guy. You can see me here in our studio with the wreath, the poster of B. Arthur, and a few other things right behind me in the studio, wearing my headphones, looking all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. So many options if you wish to participate in the program. Well, speaking of Pastor Craig, talk about our dedicated listeners. Pastor Craig, thank you so much for taking time out of your day on this chilly morning and calling us back. How are you on this how are you on December 20th?
I'm doing great. And, hey, I want to apologize to the listeners that we had a technical problem yesterday. And there's a couple things I'm going to do. I am going to play the second half of the Christmas special on this coming up Sunday, and I realize, you know, that's the day after Christmas, and it really does, you know, lose a lot from that standpoint, but they will have a chance to hear it. The other thing, that listener that just called right before me who was asking about it, if he calls you back and gives you his address, you know, offline, I will make sure that I get him a CD of the complete Christmas program before Christmas. I mean, if he gives his address to you, I will get him a CD in the next day or two, and so that he has an opportunity to listen to it in its entirety before Christmas.
Excellent idea, Craig. And actually, the best way is just to send me an email, adam@wwgh1071.com. It will go right to my box, and as I've talked about, we have a private email server. Unlike Hillary, we don't delete any messages. We read every single one of them. So please use aforementioned private email server, and I will get that information out to you, Pastor Craig, if he does get in contact. Very kind of you to send him a CD. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. You know, and if there was, you know, and anybody that wants a CD, whether or not it's, you know, because they didn't get to hear it or whatever, but, you know, I have CDs available of all my programs. I provide CDs at no charge all the time. So, I'm happy to get that out, especially, you know, under the circumstances. It'll be in his hands in the next couple days.
It's very kind of you, Craig. And what did you think about our guest the first 2 hours? He was fascinating.
Oh, it was absolutely fascinating. I mean, I really enjoyed it. It was great. I myself am a history buff. Now, not being from the Marion area, because I live in Mount Gilead, and before that I was from Columbus, but I'm, you know, here, you know, I'm getting more and more intrigued with the history of Marion, learning a lot about the history of Marion, and, you know, I have a feeling that in the next couple of years, Marion's going to feel more like a home than anywhere else I've been, including Columbus, because it's just really, really fascinating. Yeah, it was great. It was great those first 2 hours.
It is rapidly becoming my second home for sure, and you just learn more about it every day.
Yep.
And absolutely. Yeah, local history, local geography, especially during these times when people are home more, you really can't get enough of it. So we appreciate we appreciate the callers. Thanks again for calling back, Craig, and your gracious offer to provide CDs of your program. Best way to request that, just send me an email, adam@wwgh1071.com. I will pass them to Pastor Craig, and we will get you taken care of. 27 minutes after the hour of 10 Eastern Standard Time here as we get ready to turn the seasons over to winter. This has come up during the Scott Spears program. Do the seasons change on the 21st? Normally it's the 21st plus or minus 2 days. Even though it does feel a bit wintry today, driving in, there was a lot of frost and we had the full moon and now we have a mostly sunny sky. Temperature will rise to several degrees above freezing, so the frost will go the way of the pet rock and the hula hoop, but it will, of course, cool down tonight. We are looking at temperatures almost to 50 for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, so it will not be a white Christmas. It'll be a relatively warm Christmas, but, you know, the weather in Ohio, the variety, that's part of the fun. We have a four-season climate, and sometimes you get all four seasons in the same week. Keeps you on your toes, to put it mildly. Did mention about our private email server, where you can email me, adam@wwgh1071.com. scott@wwgh1071.com is also an email address to use if you wish to communicate with our very own interviewer to the stars. Many things going on in the Marion area as we get ready to say goodbye to 2021. The 2021 Neighborhood Supper Drive-Through Dinner takes place on the fourth Tuesday of the month between 5 and 6:30 p.m. The next event will be Tuesday, December 28th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. It's a drive-through. 135 West Main in Waldo. A warm meal in a container can be taken home free of charge. Please pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. Everybody is welcome. Come and be fed. An excellent event, and you know me, if you know me at all, being fed is certainly one of my favorite things to do. If you ever miss a program here at the Talking Place, that's okay. We understand you can't possibly listen to us 24 hours a day, even though our station is so good. I don't really see why somebody wouldn't want to listen 25 hours a day. But if you can't, I understand that. Go to our website, wwgh1071.com, on your phone, tablet, computer, or what have you. And you can click on the Show Archive section, you can click on the Scott Spears section, you can click on the Adam section, and you can listen to thousands of programs that we've aired in almost 6 years. And that's since I joined the station and became the official station master. Taking a look at some news stories for you. By the way, if you like interesting news like I do, be sure to catch the Nate Redmond Radio Extravaganza this and every Wednesday between 4:15 p.m. and 5 for interesting news. A few surprises, of course, lots of laughs, and Nate usually gives away a prize, sometimes as a gift card to a local restaurant. So be sure to listen to that if you want to hear interesting unusual and offbeat news stories. Again, Wednesday, 4:15 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Speaking of quirky news stories, Saudi authorities have conducted their biggest ever crackdown on camel beauty contests. Not the camel cigarettes, but the animal, the camel with the humps. Camel contestants have received Botox injections and other artificial touch-ups, according to the state-run Saudi press agency, which they reported earlier this month. In fact, 40 camels were disqualified from the annual pageant. So if you think that Botox is only used by middle-aged celebrities, you would be mistaken, because it's also used on camels. Saudi Arabia's popular King Abdulaziz Camel Festival, which kicked off earlier this month, invites the breeders of the most beautiful camels to compete for $66 million in prize money, Botox injections, facelifts, and other cosmetic alterations to make the camels more attractive are strictly prohibited. Jurors decide the winner based upon the shape of the camels' heads, necks, humps, dress, and postures. Judges at the month-long festival in the desert, northeast of the Saudi capital, Riyadh, are escalating their clampdown on artificially enhanced camels using specialized and advanced technology to detect tampering. I never thought I would see the day when a camel contest could involve disqualification due to the use of Botox. But sometimes things get a little odd and delightfully quirky and humorous. Now this year, authorities discovered dozens of breeders had stretched out the lips and noses of camels, used hormones to boost the beast's muscles, injected camels' heads and lips with Botox to make them bigger, inflated body parts with rubber bands, and used fillers to relax their faces. You know, one thing my mama, may she rest in peace, always said, because I've quoted my beloved mama several times during my radio marathon this morning, she said that truth is stranger than fiction. And yes, this would be a case of truth being much stranger than fiction. The report said the club is keen to halt all acts of tampering and deception in the beautification of camels, adding that organizers would, quote, impose strict penalties on manipulators. The camel beauty contest is at the heart of the massive carnival, which also features camel races, sales, and other festivities, typically showcasing thousands of dromedaries, which I believe is the camel that has two humps. The extravaganza seeks to preserve the camel's role in the kingdom's Bedouin tradition and heritage, even as the very oil-rich Saudi Arabian nation plows ahead with modernizing big projects. Now, camel breeding is a multi-million dollar industry, and similar events take place all across the region. So, some cheating in the camel beauty contest, which certainly doesn't surprise me considering some of the Twilight Zone happenings that are happening here in 2021. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, broadcasting, of course, the old-fashioned way at 107.1 megahertz on your FM or frequency modulation dial, but you can listen through our esteemed website, WWG1071.com. You can download the TuneIn app on your smartphone or smart device. Search for WWGH. And last but not least, you can also watch my live video on Facebook under my Facebook name, Adam Leppin, Ohio, or Adam the Computer Guy. Taking your telephone calls, questions, comments, complaints, insight, whatever you might wish to speak with us about, that is all more than welcome. The digits are 740-383-9944. Remind you that at the top of every hour, Mike McGinnis also is a TV celebrity, someone who is losing a lot of weight, a former football player, friend of the station, and also did a very good job at last week's fruitcake tossing extravaganza. He is now doing a sports report during the top of every hour, during the features with the news, weather, messages from our supporters, program highlights, and of course, much, much more. A marijuana brownie made earlier this month in Norwood, Massachusetts, is bringing new meaning to the term getting baked. That's because the dessert weighs 850 pounds, measures 3 feet wide, 3 feet long, and 15 inches high. It contains more than 20 grams of THC. That's quite a bit. The massive marijuana brownie was created by MaraMed, a multi-state cannabis operator, to celebrate National Brownie Day on December 8th and to promote the company's new brand, Bubby's Baked. Besides the cannabis, the tremendous brownie also contains over 1,300 eggs, 250 pounds of sugar, 212 pounds of butter, 81 pounds of flour, and 122 pounds of cocoa powder, among other ingredients. A team of 5 cannabis confectioners needed 24 hours to make the brownie. It wasn't easy, according to Ryan Crandall from MaraMed. He said, "One of the hardest parts was stabilizing the brownie. We built a pallet and some supports to fortify the table it sat on to ensure the 850-pound brownie was safe." He said the pot brownie's THC content is equivalent to 4,000 of the company's normal-size brownies, which have 5 milligrams apiece. He said the plan is to sell the gigantic brownie to a medical marijuana patient in Massachusetts. The 20 grams of THC in the brownie actually falls within the maximum allowed for a medical patient in the state. Although the cannabis creation is larger than the current record holder of the world's largest brownie, 243 pounds, Guinness Book of World Records apparently is not, so to speak, high on it, including it in a future book. A MaraMed representative said the company applied to have their brownie considered, but the Guinness Book of World Records responded that it, quote, "no longer accepts applications or creates new record titles that are related to the consumption, preparation, or use of tobacco, cannabis, or nicotine products." Or maybe they're just jealous that these guys could bake a ginormous brownie. Again, interesting news, and if you like more of that kind of stuff, please listen to Nate Redmond's radio program this and every Wednesday afternoon, 4:15 to 5 p.m. You know, we talk about COVID sometimes. I do a lot on social media. It is a controversial topic, and the vaccine requirements. If you have an opinion about that, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call here at 740-383-9944. Let's go to Italy. You know, and my lunch is coming up. Italy reminds me of pizza and other Italian delicacies, and it's making me hungry, but I will try to control myself. A dentist in Italy who needed a vaccine certificate offered up a rubber foam arm in an attempt to not get the real shot. A man in Italy who wanted proof of vaccination but didn't want to get the shot attempted to trick medical workers using a fake arm, according to a local nurse. Nurse Filippa Bua in the city of Biella in Italy said she first noticed something was wrong quickly. She said, "When I uncovered the arm, I felt skin that was cold and gummy, and the color was too light," she told a local newspaper. She said that at first sight, she thought he had an actual prosthetic arm, and he had simply accidentally offered her the wrong one. But that was not the case. The man was wearing a covering on his torso with two rubber foam arms attached. And the man ultimately admitted that his goal had been to obtain a COVID-19 vaccine certificate without receiving the actual shot. Now, back in November, Italy mandated that bars, restaurants, and theaters, among other places, will require a super green pass, and that proves that the holder either has been vaccinated against COVID or had the illness and recovered. Now, the man, who is a dentist, also needed proof of vaccination for work. And that's the tooth, right? Or the truth. Anyway, the dentist's actions received condemnation from officials in the region of Piedmont, which is where it's located. Alberto Cirio, president of the Piedmont regional government, called that attempt at deception, quote, an offense to the region's health system. In a joint statement, he and the health counselor said, the case could be classified as ridiculous, except that we are talking about a gesture of enormous gravity, unacceptable for the sacrifice that the whole community is paying for the pandemic. According to the Associated Press, the dentist may face criminal charges. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WGH Radio, program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. We get together for this program every Monday between 10:13 a.m. and 11 to discuss current events, politics, interesting controversies, and like with any program on the station, if I'm behind the microphone, expect a few giggles and laughs every few minutes. We also have the Adam the Computer Guy radio program, and that airs every Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 2:13 p.m. and 3, where we talk today's top and trendy technology topics. Also, one thing I do during that program is provide free technical support, or pro bono, as they say. You won't have to slide your credit card through your telephone, your smartphone, to get free technical support from yours truly. So if your printer is not printing, your server is only serving headaches, you'd like to throw your Windows computer through the window, your keyboard is making you bored and is the key to the problems that you are currently encountering, don't despair. You can give me a call or send me a Facebook message or an email, and I will do my best to answer those questions for you on the air at no charge. How about that? We are taking your telephone calls here today, 16 minutes left in the program, discussing current events and other interesting tidbits, 740-383-9944. Let's go to northern Denmark, where it's probably colder than it is here. In northern Denmark, an IKEA showroom turned into a vast bedroom. You know, a lot of people, they love IKEA. They become addicted to that store. And since the one opened in the far northern part of Columbus, you've certainly noticed many people frequenting that establishment, buying furniture and other stuff, going to their cafeteria for those delicious meatballs and much, much more. IKEA is a bit of an obsession with a lot of people. So in this case, in Denmark, an IKEA showroom turned into a makeshift bedroom. Six customers and 24 employees were stranded by a snowstorm and spent the night in the store. And of course, IKEA sells beds, so that was kind of convenient. People slept in the beds, which are usually part of the display at the store. Up to 30 centimeters, which is about a foot, of snow fell, trapping the customers and employees when the department store closed earlier this month. And then the snowflakes fell from the sky. Store manager Peter Elmos told a local tabloid, "We slept in the furniture exhibitions and our showroom on the first floor, where we have beds, mattresses, and sofa beds." He said people could, quote, pick the exact bed they always have wanted to try. He said they spent the evening watching television and eating, adding it went, quote, super well. It's been a good night. All fun. I would say that if you were trapped in a foot of snow, IKEA would be one of the places that you would want to be. I could certainly think of a lot worse places. So, you know, kind of by dumb luck, so to speak, people ended up with a makeshift good time and a lot of publicity, too, for this store. Denmark's public broadcaster, DR, which I guess stands for Denmark Radio, said people working in a toy shop that is next door to IKEA also spent the night in the department store. It's much better than sleeping in one's car, I would say, especially when it's cold and snowy outside. It has been nice and warm, and we are just happy that they would let us in. One of the toy shop staff members, Michelle Barrett, said, we just laughed at the situation because we will probably not experience it again. So, I guess there could be much worse things that happen in the world than being stuck in an IKEA store after a big snowstorm. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your telephone calls live in the studio, 740-383-9944. There's been a lot in the news about Ohio allowing sports betting. I used to live in Connecticut, where a big activity is OTB, off-track betting, where you can go to a store and place your bets and bet on horses at the racetrack without even going to the racetrack. Of course, we have racetracks here. Many have also become casinos, and the sports betting topic has been a rather big one over the last few months. Let's go to Atlantic City, a city known for gambling, fun, and other adult activities. It was every sports bettor's dream, being able to bet on a game after it had already ended. But the 86 New Jersey gamblers, who thought they were beating the system, had their bets on a British soccer game voided, and the two betting companies involved got fined. The mishap was revealed in documents made public earlier this month by the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement, which has fined the sports betting technology company The Cambie Group, based in Malta, and Rush Street Interactive, based in Chicago, $1,000 apiece. The companies had offered a so-called proposition or prop bet on whether Manchester United's Marcus Rashford would score a goal in a May 13th soccer game between Manchester United and Liverpool. Well, he did. But because a Cambie trader located in England mistakenly entered a start date of May 14th for the game, it enabled people to place bets on the event after it had ended, when it was known that Rashford had already scored, according to New Jersey documents. A total of 86 people from New Jersey made such a bet, winning a total of nearly $15,000. New Jersey said Rush Street and Cambie voided the bets without first getting the required approval from New Jersey's Enforcement Division. Rush Street said it reported the mishap to New Jersey officials. Spokesperson Lisa Johnson said, "We and our partners take compliance seriously, and after the partner informed us that one of their millions of betting markets was left open after the European soccer game concluded, they agreed to pay the $1,000 penalty," which I would say is a rather small amount. And really, it's pocket change and hardly a deterrent, but that's how things go sometimes. Now, the Cambie betting organization has since implemented mandatory additional quality assurance retraining for its trading team members, and that team is now required to obtain secondary approval from supervisors for all manual entries on its sports data feed. So, you know, gambling is always a hot topic, and I remember when the only place that you could gamble was in Nevada, and especially in Las Vegas and Reno. Then gambling came to Atlantic City, and now it's in most states. We have many casinos and what they call racinos here in the Buckeye State. I believe Kentucky just has horse race betting, no actual casinos, but the states surrounding northern Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana certainly have many casino facilities that you can partake in. So, just part of the changing landscape of this great country that we call home, the United States of America. Here in Marion, Ohio, Adam is live here, that's I, in the studio, taking your telephone calls at 740-383-9944 on any and all topics. You can even ask me a question about your computer, that's okay. We'll get a head start on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. Want to remind you that today, as well as tomorrow, between 4:15 p.m. and 5, the lovely Linda Sims sits in this chair behind this same microphone with her radio program. Special guests, telephone calls from you, the listener, and much, much more. Have you ever returned a library book too late? Or if you're under, let's say, 30 years old, do you remember? If you're over 30 years old, which I certainly am, do you remember going to a library, not just to use the computers, but to check out a book? How's that for some retro nostalgia? Anyway, let's go to the state of Idaho. Someone just returned a book to an Idaho library more than a century after its original due date. You know, sometimes, like most Americans, I procrastinate, but I don't think I've ever procrastinated that much. The book was taken out on November 8th, 1911. Library assistant Anne Marie Martin of the Boise Public Library said, obviously, it was pretty overdue. The book, The New Chronicles of Rebecca by Kate Wiggin, was published in 1907. Somebody recently returned it to a library in nearby Garden City, Idaho, where a staff member saw that it had a sticker indicating it belonged to the Boise Public Library. Whoever was hanging on to the book seems to have taken great care of it. The library assistant said, it's in very good shape. I think the condition would be very good to excellent. The late fee policy from when the book was checked out is printed inside. Books may be kept 2 weeks without renewal unless otherwise labeled. A fine of 2 cents per day is imposed on overdue books. Now that policy would mean that whoever checked it out would owe more than $800, but that fee would not actually be charged, since the library does not charge more in late fees than the cost of the book. In this case, the book cost $1.50. On top of that, the library did away with fines for late books altogether in 2019. Instead, it doesn't let people check out any new items when something is overdue, and only charges if an item is lost or damaged. Many library systems have done away with fines in recent years, and some research has suggested that abolishing late fees increases the number of library users without also leading to an uptick in late book returns. So if you ever are a procrastinator, think about that. Over 100 years overdue, a library book in Idaho, and it was finally returned. Adam Lepp here at the Talking Place, live in the studio on WWGH Radio, getting ready to wind down my 3-hour broadcasting spectacle on this slightly wintry Monday morning, 4 days before Christmas Eve and 5 days before Christmas Day, getting ready to turn the calendar over to 2022. Want to thank my in-studio guest, Mr. Bob Goyer, who joined us for the first 2 hours as I was substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Scott Spears. He and his wife own the Huber Historic Home on the east side of Marion, available for events, tours, and much more. awesome structure, 8,100 square feet, and he and his wife take care of the maintenance. Fascinating guest, and we appreciate all the people that called in during that program. We hope to have Bob back sometime in the very near future. Again, Linda Sims taking the microphone between about 4:15 and 5 today and every Monday, and she's also on Tuesday between 4:15 and 5 with her radio program. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with Logos Christian Ministries, has a free produce market on the second Saturday of every month between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. This takes place at Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street in Marion. Free fresh food to local individuals and families in need. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork is required. Individuals simply will be asked to sign in at the produce market and provide their name and number of people in their family. You must be income eligible. So one of the many great community events here in the great city of Marion. WWGH is the only station in Marion airing a complete obituary report every day as part of the 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, and 4 o'clock features. We encourage you to like us on Facebook. How could you possibly not like this program with this station, with all of the unique programming that we offer people? Search for WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, and click like for exclusive content, daily updates on programming, as well as news updates. Just time now for a telephone call. We always appreciate those. Good morning, you're on the air with Adam on the Talking Place.
Hi, Adam.
Good morning, how are you today?
Good. You know, I missed the second half of, I called in on the first half, but the second half of Nate's program last Wednesday, the 15th, and I have listened probably almost every hour, day and night, and, you know, you have never replayed that program. You know, everybody else's program played at least twice. You know, I've heard all Linda's twice and everybody's. You need to get Nate's into some sort of a replay rotation.
Yeah, Nate does a great show. We will work on having a scheduled encore. You can always listen through our website. I normally get, because I'm, you know, I'm the webmaster. I know 100
I'm
things
not,
here. So.
I'm not too web, you know. I email, but that's about my extent.
Yeah, if you just go to WWGH1071.com, just click on the show archives.
Yeah, I know. But I wanted to get a...
Sure.
What I wanted to get was a copy of his... he had a good recipe on at the end of the program, and I wanted to, so I'll ask him, and I know he'll mail it to me, and then I can get his email address direct.
Right. If you want to do me a favor, Ernie, send me an email, and I will send you a link, or I'll just send you a link to Nate's program. Just Adam at WWGH107.com.
I know, but it doesn't give me a copy of the... You know, of the recipe. I know you can get it on Facebook, but my wife doesn't do Facebook, so I can't go that route.
What I can do is send me the email so I have your information, and I will message Nate and see if he can get that out to you.
Okay, I did in response to Pastor Craig, so if you look in your email box, I'm there.
Yeah, will do. I will take care of that for you today, I promise.
I appreciate it a lot.
Thanks for calling, Ernie.
Thanks.
We appreciate your calls and being such a faithful, long-time listener. Adam Lepp here, thanking you for listening here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. It is time for me to wrap it up, to hang up my headsets and go on to other activities. Thank you again for listening and for calling. Thank you again, Bob Goyer, for being my guest earlier this morning. Again, feel free to send me an email on our famous private email server at adam at WWGH 1071.com. Wishing you a happy holidays. Be sure to drive safely out there. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is